I bought it. I went through the border. Then Canada Transport decided to make the car inadmissible.
And after initially saying that he could drive the Honda in Canada, the federal government then changed some of the rules, and his car no longer met the latest safety requirements, so he wasn't allowed to drive it. The car sat in his driveway, and that's where we left the story, Sean. And you've been out to see him once again, and you're back with us. And can you tell us from there what happened next?
We'll pick it up in November, Mike. He was discouraged. He was so discouraged. You know, he had originally bought the car as a present for his daughter, Melissa, and figured, you know, he saved about $5,000 by going to do that in the States, making it affordable for him. But things were getting so complicated, officials suggested he return the car, get his money back, and he figured, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I've had it with this. But then, because his story had been in the media, he started getting tons of calls and emails from people all across Canada who also had bought cars in the States and couldn't drive their cars. That's when he sort of had a change of heart. He thought, well, maybe I'm going to fight this thing. I went to his house last week. He's not very mobile these days, not just because of car issues. We can talk about that in a second. But he told me about all these people across the country banding together. They thought, well, this is a crazy rule. It makes no sense. How are we going to change it? So they created a media team to get as much coverage as possible, another team to look at the actual technicalities that were keeping the cars off the road. These people were studying manuals and figuring out exactly which components were in which cars and technical documents. They also created a website called carswithoutborders.com.
I find it fascinating how proactive everyone gets. So many people rather get on in a story like this. So there's the website, carswithoutborders.com, and it was all sort of happening around Robert Lamb. What was his role in it?
Yeah, I mean, it was really happening because of him. He's a very modest guy. He calls himself...